الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحديث الثاني عن جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: بايعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على إقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والنصح لكل مسلم. متفق عليه. Extending this chapter of the deen is nasihat, advice, and a person by nature should be such that he is giving advice to all. Like, for example, it is referred to in the hadith al-hajj al-arafah, that hajj is arafah. It does not mean that arafah alone is hajj, but it is one a very, very important aspect of hajj. In the same way, ad-deenun nasiha, deen is many, many things. But one very important aspect of deen, which perhaps all of us have neglected and forgotten, is to make nasiha. Wherever we get the opportunity, we should make nasiha. The first hadith in the chapter we read, and all the details was given, that we see how much of nasiha is required. In the second narration which we are reading today, Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi he says that Bayatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I made bayat to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was a common practice of the Sahaba on various objects and various subjects. They made bayat to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So bayat is not something new, it's no bid'ah, it's no innovation, it is a sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says, I made bayat on what? Ala iqami salah, that I will establish the namaz. Not only make namaz, but that I will perfect my namaz. So a person becoming conscious of the various aspects of deen, then he makes bayat on those particular subjects also. So on iqamati salah, wa ita'i zakah, and the giving of zakat, that is the calculating it properly, and then looking for the proper recipients and giving it to them. All that is also part of deen, and the sahaba used to give very, very great importance to. One nus likulli muslimin, and nasihat for every Muslim. He says, I made bayat particularly on these three points, that I will make my namaz and make it properly, what is called iqamati salah, that is what all its requisites, I will make my namaz. I will give my zakat, and there are many, many other aspects of deen. But the aspect that he at that time made bayat on, to make nasihat, that is to give advice to other people. On the one hand, we see, just like Allah Ta'ala says, that Allah Ta'ala orders us that we should believe and worship only Allah Ta'ala. Allah ta'budu illa Allah wa bil walidayni ihsana. And together with that, Allah coupled that we should look after our parents in a good way. So that you can see how important it is that Allah coupled it with Tawheed. The looking after of parents, Allah coupled it with Tawheed. How important it is. So yeah, the nasihat made to fellow people is also so important that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coupled it with the iqamati salah and ita'i zakah. So may Allah give us also Tawheed, that we are always as the stand up to make the nasihat wherever we can, the family, friends, whoever we need, even non-Muslims, to give them good advice. To give wherever we can, we should be giving advice. That should be the very nature of a Muslim, that he is giving advice. Unfortunately, when we are not doing that, that has been displaced today, that we are giving bad advice to people, encouraging people for sports, for entertainment, for disobedience of Allah, for all the wrong things, for education which is against the teachings of Islam, all those things we are encouraging upon. And what we had to be, and We had to be encouraging on Quran and Hadith, but in the process of encouraging in the secular education is the Darwin's theory of evolution and all the other evils also. So we should make tawbah and correct ourselves and give good advice, the advice of Lee, advice that will help us in the Akhirah. May Allah give us all tawbah.